This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's be real, feeling a little overwhelmed by our digital lives lately. You know that feeling when you put down your phone, only to grab it again 5 seconds later? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving headfirst into the world of digital detoxing for beginners today. Now, before you picture yourself ditching all technology and living in a cave that does sound tempting sometimes, hear me out. A digital detox isn't about becoming a hermit, it's about reclaiming control over your screen time and finding a healthier balance with technology. Think of it like a mini vacation for your brain, a chance to recharge and reconnect with the real world. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will get you started on your detox journey. First things first, awareness is key. You need to know where your time is going before you can start making changes. Track your screen time for a week, seriously, there are apps for that. It'll probably shock you how much time you spend scrolling, swiping, and liking. Once you have that data, you can identify your biggest time wasters and set realistic goals for reducing them. Remember, it's not about going cold turkey overnight. Small steps lead to big changes. Speaking of small steps, try setting designated tech-free times each day. Maybe no phones at the dinner table or an hour before bed dedicated to reading a book instead of scrolling through Instagram. These pockets of digital free time can be incredibly refreshing and help you build healthy habits. Now, let's talk about notifications, those little pings that are constantly vying for your attention. Ever feel like you're tethered to your phone just in case something pops up? Well, it's time to break free. Turn off unnecessary notifications and learn to resist the urge to check every single alert. Trust me, the world will keep spinning even if you don't respond immediately. One powerful trick I learned is replacing screen time with offline activities. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media, pick up a book, go for a walk in nature, call a friend, or work on a creative project. These activities not only reduce your screen time, but also nourish your mind and soul. Think of it as an investment in your well-being, you deserve it. Finally, remember that a digital detox isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionality. Be mindful of how you use technology and choose to engage with it in ways that are truly enriching. You're the boss of your digital life, so take control and create a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with screens. Let me tell you a story, imagine this. Sarah is a graphic designer who works from home. She loves her job, but she's constantly glued to her computer. She checks emails on her phone at dinner, scrolls through social media before bed, and even finds herself watching videos during work breaks. One day, she realizes that she's exhausted, uninspired, and feeling disconnected from the people around her. That's when Sarah decides to try a digital detox. She sets limits on her screen time, schedules tech-free evenings with friends, and rediscovers the joy of reading and spending time outdoors. Within a few weeks, Sarah feels a noticeable difference. She's more focused, energized, and present in her life. The digital detox helped her reclaim her time, reconnect with herself and others, and ultimately feel more fulfilled. Remember, you don't have to go all in on day one. Even small changes can make a big difference. Start by tracking your screen time, setting tech-free zones in your home, and replacing mindless scrolling with activities that bring you joy. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and remember that this is a journey, not a race. You've got this. So, are you ready to take control of your digital life? I know you can do it. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe for more tips and tricks on navigating the digital world with intention and balance. Until next time, keep those screens at bay and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.